All right, guys, let's welcome Lou and David from Jesus Peace to NewPod here on NotFest.com, Louder Than Life 2023. Guys, how are we doing today?
Doing good.
Amazing.
How is the tour going so far?
It's our last day. Then we have a 10-hour drive back to Philly and New York. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Hatebreed's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Hatebreed.
Nice. So talk about, you know, getting a tour with Hatebreed and just those guys being kind of a seminal part of, like, the hardcore scene for so long, and kind of the grandfathers or whatnot of just kind of not only keeping it going, but breaking through that barrier and kind of taking, you know, hardcore to the mainstream.
They kind of were the first. I was, like, you saying that, it's like you think about stuff like that, yeah. Like, who, like, really paved the way. I mean, you're talking about, like, I mean, I'm 31, so I'm still younger than, you know, whatever, but Satisfaction and, like, Perseverance are, like, it's kind of crazy thinking about it. Like, you know what I mean, when you take a step back. But, yeah, I mean, touring with them has been, like, was awesome. So,
yeah, it was really cool, and we used to cover them, actually, when we first started being a band.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was just cool to kind of make it full circle. But, yeah, this is just the kind of the beginning of our next four-month tour journey. So I'm just happy to have started it with them.
Absolutely. Yeah, when Satisfaction came out in the mid-90s, man, it was such a great record. And then they kind of kept going. But even as a nu metal kid, I loved Hatebreed. But I was still like, all the nu metal guys were on MTV and things like that. But a lot of those bands that were kind of the flavor of the month nu metal bands came and went. But Hatebreed kind of just stayed steady. And, you know, as a kid, I was like, well, this will never get popular mainstream. And then Hatebreed's kind of, you know, on the edge of a popular mainstream. How about that?
I mean, weren't they in, like, XXX or something like
that? Yeah, they're a couple of movie soundtracks,
I mean, I think that's one of the first times I ever... I mean, besides, like, I think they were in a video game, too, but I don't know. They just, like, are, like, the perfect, like, I need to get through this tough moment, like...
on the tour, we were talking about their lyrics and just, like, how, like, it's like you want to be metaphorical and you want to, like, really think about stuff, but they're just like, perseverance,
destroy everything.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
well, I love about the lyrics, and we'll move on from Hatebreed. Obviously, we'll talk more Jesus Peace, but what I love about Hatebreed lyrics is that there's, like, destroy everything. You're like, yeah, that's cool, but then, like, you get into the lyrics, and what he's saying is, like, destroy everything that brings you down, and you're like, it's so, like, it hits you one way, and then you actually, like, listen to the lyrics, and he's, like, actually sneaking up a positive message behind it.
I mean, hey, not everyone's poetic, right? And that's fine, and if you can relate to it, that's sick. And I mean, anybody can relate to that, so, yeah, it works.
So let's talk a little bit about So Unknown, man, now that it's out, everybody getting into it and stuff like that. You know, talk about fan reaction to the latest album.
I mean, I think it's been received as well as I ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
After, you know, we didn't do much for about, like, 4 or 5 years, including the COVID thing. I think everyone has received it super well. It was our first music videos ever. I'm extremely happy with it. And now we're just going to keep touring hard as hell off of it. We're already thinking about what's going to come next. But, yeah, we're just kind of, like, taking it all in.
Yeah, I mean, we wrote the record in 2021.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, it coming out this year, I'm like, we are touring until pretty much Christmas. And then January, I'm going to rent a cabin in the woods and start writing music. that's my goal.
So no one has to wait for 5 more years.
Right.
Hopefully.
Well, a lot of cabins around here, obviously around Kentucky, so I think you'd be fine if you want to come out this way.
That'd be nice.
Might be a little bit more of a country feel to it, though, maybe.
We're from Pennsylvania, so.
I want winter. I want darkness.
Winter and darkness. It's going to be a slow, typo-negative, drudgy album.
Yeah.
No, man, when I hit play on So Unknown, it's just like one of those things where as soon as it comes on, like, that big grin comes on your face, just, you know, hits you in the face, and just, I just absolutely loved it, man.
I mean, yeah, literally the first song, we were like, do we do an intro? No. This is what we've been wanting to do. This is, I think, the biggest thing for me, at least, I can speak on is, like, I really wanted to portray the live feeling of how we are.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people get into us by seeing us live and seeing our videos on wherever, or just seeing us in passing. And they're like, wow, I was not expecting that, because recorded, it feels much different.
Right.
So capturing that aggressiveness was really important to me.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I kind of, on a separate end of it, like, with, like, you were saying, like, no intro or whatever. It's like, we didn't want to write a record that had any filler, you know, whatever. We liked our last record, but, like, I feel like the last two songs were kind of more of, like, you know, an expression of just, like, this, like, kind of, you know, cool sound or whatever. And, like, we have a few, like, riffs here and there, but, like, this one was like, all right, how can we make a song 2 to 3 minutes long that there is no part where you're like, all right, what's the next part,
right,
you know, and then do that for 30 minutes. And that was the...
Yeah, you know, verse chorus is not in the plans. We're just gonna, you know,
we're trying to get better at it. There's some songs where we're like, all right, let's come on, guys, we gotta write a song. We can't just write badass riffs and just go off that. But yeah, we're focusing on that, and I think next record will kind of embrace that more.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like writing a song that like starts at A, ends at F, and then not tuning wise, but I'm saying like starts at one point, ends at a whole totally different place, and the singer goes like, "What am I gonna do with this? Like, what are you guys doing?"
Yeah,
some sort of experimental jams.
Kind of our one song is like that, like Offering, kind of. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Some of our songs are like that, but Aaron really works with it, and sometimes we don't even realize it. We're just in the fucking studio, wherever, just going for it. So I don't know. Just ends up that way.
All right, before we dive into the Deftone shirt, which is nice that no one's wore a Deftone shirt on the new pod, so you get that. Let's talk about the infamous Dropkick Hurt Around the World. Where did you guys, you know, from your angles, kind of see that happening?
The Dropkick, like, are you referring to Aaron's Dropkick,
yes,
to our friend? Yeah, it was in Japan. It was during a Blood Axe Festival that our friend Koba puts on.
Yeah.
He's like one of the big guys who brings all the hardcore bands to Japan. Literally,
that's happening this weekend, by the way. Blood Axe Festival.
It's literally happening right now. I think it happens twice a year, actually. I think the whole thing was Aaron. We brought our friend Corey with us.
Well, I feel like we actually have two friends that from our, you know, when we first started, Corey and this dude Josh. And Corey is the one in the video, and he always moshes on stage. I mean, he's in like Matt Hate 5-6 videos, but I think it's one of those things where he like goes insanely hard, and I think Aaron was just like,
well, no. I know the actual story.
All right, let's go.
Aaron told me. The night before, Aaron was singing, and Corey hit him on purpose. Like, they were singing a song part together, and Corey, like, hit him really hard or did something.
Right, right, okay.
That hurt him. And then Aaron was like, I'm gonna get you back. I don't know if it was in the beginning of the tour or whatever, but Corey was, like, really nervous all tour because he's like, Aaron's like, I'm going to get you back because you punched me in my face.
Right.
And then that was the moment. Corey came on stage to sing that part, and then Aaron did that. That's literally what he told me. This is. Dave did not know that, but that's a direct quote from Aaron. If anybody wants to comment, I'll tell him to verify.
Knowledge is half the battle, but yeah, even like all of the memes and everything that came from it, and you know, putting the WWE commentary over it, all that stuff, man. It's so much fun to sit down and watch, man.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, that stuff just happens. We don't even like that was never planned.
Right.
It just happened.
Well, that's how it is. You know, the things that you guys sit down for months, you're like, all right, here's the album release, and here's what we're gonna do, and then something like that happens, and like, oh, that's all we have to do.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what happened in our last tour with the band Show Me the Body. Somebody just started breathing fire in this venue that definitely did not like that.
Right.
We did not plan that, but it was another thing that kind of went viral. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Too much fun. All right, well, let's dive into your Deftones take that we had earlier, man. You know, this being new pod, I brought up Deftones, and you had you had something to say.
Yeah, Deftones are not new metal. I will die on that hill, and I feel like I see people like, I don't know, people have fought, like, have pushed back on it, but like, first record, I will say it's a new metal record,
right.
But I don't think they're a new metal band,
right?
Because if you take Saturday Night Wrist, and a good majority of White Pony, a good majority, I'm not gonna name all the records, but the point is, right. Is that outside of Adrenaline and like Back to School,
right.
Like, how are you gonna tell me like Cherry Waves is gonna sound like Cold Chamber? I don't know their songs, right. But I'm saying, like, you know, that stuff. Because I mean, like, I don't hate nu metal, but like, that's not my thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I like we both like System of a Down,
right?
And like Deftones, Slipknot, you know, the usual suspects. But like, when you kind of get that, even like the biggest, like, I mean, Freak on a Leash,
yeah,
you know, or Eyeless, or, you know, any of these songs. Like, how are you gonna tell me that like any Deftones song, even off of Adrenaline,
right?
Except, you know, like I said, you're talking about like, other than the, I forget the one, but I'm just, I
mean, like, Seven Words or Engine Number Nine.
Yeah, Seven
like
Words. That's the, okay, yeah, like, yeah. Of course that's a new metal riff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Back to School, of course. I mean, he's
right.
Like, you know, the groove and the rap.
The rapping,
like,
and everything, yeah.
Even half of, like, I would say, like, Digital Bath, bro, that's not a new metal song.
I'm
going to
say something.
Okay.
I'm not, he's a bigger Deftones fan than me.
Right.
I will say this, I agree with both sides, because I think it's less about, like, calling Deftones a new metal band and more just, like, boxing them in as a new metal band,
right.
Because they're so broad,
okay.
And like, they have so many different types of sounds and an interesting, like, they're like amazing musicians, and I feel like nu metal is very like limiting.
Yeah.
Sounding.
I was gonna say I think they're their own band. There is not other than that new band Load that came out. Mm-hmm. Everyone's tried to do it, but they can't, and it's their own thing. That's why nu metal to me is not the right descriptor.
Because
they have things. But overall, I don't think they're a nu metal band.
I think with the term nu metal, we've talked about it on the show. I think it's an encompassing thing where, like, hardcore, you know, has a sound, but nu metal kind of has like more of an aesthetic where it's like, because System of a Down is considered nu metal, but you've also got like Static X, and then you've got, you know, you've got industrial nu metal, you've got this nu metal, you've got, you know, horny nu metal, which is Deftones. You know what I'm saying? Like you've got all this stuff going on.
I definitely agree with you.
And so it's not necessarily a descriptor of sound. I think it's more of like an era or a.
It's definitely an aesthetic.
Yeah, I agree
with that for sure. Yeah.
Because if you want to sit back, because I think nu metal is a term that's kind of more encompassing. Now, if you said rap metal. No, I would say absolutely not. But you know, then you get into like some of those B and C list nu metal bands, and that's where it gets kind of funky.
Yeah.
But it's been nice to see kind of a resurgence of that time period lately.
But another cool nu metal fact. I know maybe we're almost done here, but Dave and I went to go see System of a Down at Wachovia Spectrum in Philadelphia in 2006.
Yes.
But we didn't know each other. 2005, excuse me. They were on tour with the Mars Volta.
Yeah.
And it was the best. I mean, they're like my favorite band ever.
Oh yeah.
So. That's a fact. New metal podcast.
New metal podcast.
Our top five favorite bands ever.
Nice. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great way to end it. So make sure you guys are checking out So Unknown. And once again, Lou, David, Jesus, peace. Thanks for taking some time here.
Thank you so much.
Knotfest.com, new pod. Yeah.